we'll be moving to Psalm 132 this morning, verses 1 to 18 for our God's Word for Today devotional. This is a long chapter, but an exciting chapter where we learn that the travelers recognize the beauty of the temple, because this is the place where God said, "This is my resting place." We know that God has no resting place in the sense that He does not dwell in buildings or in places or a certain place where it is made by man. But this is a metaphor, this is a figure of speech that God dwells with His own people. And let's learn from this as we read these verses along the way. Now, the travelers arrive at Jerusalem, and they are now at the temple. And while they are here, it is just but a fitting occasion that they are going to recall the beginnings of the temple. How did the temple begin, or how was it constructed? Now, it was because of David. David, in much difficulty, eagerly brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem with the aim later of building a permanent house for the Ark of the Covenant. This story is found in 2 Samuel chapter 6, 3 to 13, and 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. This is how they recalled in verses 1 to 5. "Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, 'I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.'" That was the commitment of David. He will not sleep, he will not stop until the temple will be built. And we know the story that he was not allowed by God to build it because he has a bloody hands. But in a sense, he was able also to build it because after him, Solomon finally built it. Previously, the Ark had been stationed at Kiriath Jearim, and this is also known as Baal-Judah. And here, it is called the Fields of Jar. David therefore went from Bethlehem of Ephratah to Kiriath Jearim to collect the Ark and bring it to Jerusalem. And this story is found in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and verse 2 and verse 14 to 19, and also in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5. And this is what we read as they recalled about this in verse 6 to 9. "Behold, we heard it of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place. You and the ark of your might, let your priest be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy." That was the story of how David moved the Ark of the Covenant from Kiriath Jearim towards Jerusalem. Although David wanted to build God a house in Jerusalem, God wanted to do something far greater for David. It was not the idea of David that his lineage would be blessed, so that God promised him that one of his sons will sit on the throne, in his throne, in his behalf, forever. God wanted to build David a house in Jerusalem, not a house of stone, but a lineage, a line of royal descendants to rule from Zion, where the living God dwelt. It is coming from him. Verse 10 to 14, we read this: "For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath, from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. So the Lord promised to David that his lineage will continue, and this is fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the Messiah, who is the son of David. So that this Davidic covenant has blessed each one of us, because God fulfilled it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. More than 2,000 years ago, Christ was born, and he sacrificed himself at the cross in order for us to know God. God would give his people all they needed for their healthy lives, physically and spiritually. Verse 15 to 16, this is the promise of God to them through the Messiah, through the seed of David. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy. He would give the Davidic king power, prosperity, victory, and glory. As the writer here closes this psalm, there I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine. This refers without any doubt at all to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the son of David. He came into his own. He is the Word who became flesh, and that the apostles beheld him, and they saw his glory as the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father. David's family or David's lineage will continue, because God has promised. Yes, thank God for the prophecy that David will have a son, and this son is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If not for him, there would be no hope for each one of us. So these travelers, as they look into Jerusalem, they look at the temple, they can just remember the promise of God to David, as they recall of how God has used this king in order to build this beautiful temple. God dwells with his own people, as God committed himself. I have to have a resting place. Thank God that today, as believers, he does not rest. He does not reside in temples. When in fact, the Bible tells us that if anyone is a Christian, is a believer, his heart becomes the temple of God, because the Holy Spirit will dwell or indwell his heart. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. What a reality that we need to remember in order to be encouraged that God is with us all the time. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Bless us to our hearts, Lord. Thank you that you dwell in our hearts in the person of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that wherever we go, whatever we do, you are always with us, because you are always present with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, may it be that you will continue to mold our hearts in order that we will know Christ more and more, so that our lives will shine for the Lord Jesus Christ more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.